Welcome to the E1 Content Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about why small businesses need to hire digital marketing managers. Let's go. Welcome back to the A1 Content Podcast. Today, like I said, we are going to get into why you need a digital marketing manager for your small business. But first, I just want to say thanks again for joining and helping this show grow every single week. If you'd love to leave a review because you've been back a couple of times and you find this information really helpful for your small business or if you're working with small businesses, please just click the first link in the description and I'll take you someplace to leave a nice review. And I appreciate all feedback. So let's get started. So the first thing I wanted to discuss is the fact that not every single small business needs a digital marketing manager. Sometimes you just need someone that understands how digital marketing works underneath your rooftop. But in most cases, there's a few mistakes that are easily avoidable by someone that understands digital marketing, understands your business, understand how all of the things work. And those things aren't really overlooked because they have those things top of mind, and versus somebody underneath your rooftop that you hired, or maybe understand social media, or maybe they understand web development because they're just, you know, screwing around with that on the side, or they maybe take some classes. But there's always a few things that they may overlook, and those types of things can be important to your business. So we're just going to dive into a few things that are easily avoidable by hiring a digital marketing manager, like a freelancer or consultant like myself, and how it can keep your small business on track and how those things are avoided and, you know, they're not bringing up roadblocks and other failures that can possibly even cost you money. So let's get started into that right away. The first mistake that you can easily avoid with a digital marketing manager hired for your small business is that you're not going to miss identifying your target audience and what their pain points are. Now, to go a little deeper on that, I'm not saying that as a small business owner, you don't know who your audience is. But with digital marketing strategies specifically, if they don't have a clear idea of who the target audience is and what the pain points that you're trying to solve are for that audience or those customers or that niche, then you could be just throwing money around and not really getting anything back. So a digital marketing professional has a more successful way to keep the clear focus on that target audience and may even be able to suggest some options for you to target that audience or an additional audience or sometimes an audience within that. So being able to, for the digital marketer to take your business, all the things that you do, and a lot of times this is what happens on the first meeting I have with consultants is if I don't already know their business, I learn it as much as I can. So I can take that information and create a customer persona, and then you build the custom, you know, tailored marketing strategy around each of those people that you know come in the door and interact with your business on a regular basis anyway. So with that being said, what I notice with some clients is they always feel like they know who the customer is, but with just a short 15 or 30 minute meeting or conversation with them, As a digital marketing professional myself, I'm able to find other niches or other nooks and crannies within that audience that they maybe didn't think about or where to go to expand on that audience. So just having a professional with the foresight to see some of those things that you maybe just overlook because they're not just common in your business is definitely a benefit and one of the reasons why you'd want to keep a digital marketing professional, you know, on hand or hire one to at least help you build out the strategy. So now your small business isn't just throwing money at the out the door to see what happens or what sticks. Like getting that digital marketing professional in there immediately allows you to avoid a lot of the first pieces of that experimentation, so to speak. And you can just hit the ground running and really get into, you know, your marketing strategy and making it work and bring in more customers, more money, etc. Because my expertise goes way back in the SEO days where websites and blogs were pretty important before social media, one of the next thing I'd like to talk about is the fact that some small businesses will straight up neglect the basics like a website having a blog or content pages and the SEO that goes along with it. SEO is basically free traffic. Once you get a thing set up and you have a strategy in place, building out the blogs or the content pages for your website and then optimizing them for on-site and off-site SEO, you're bringing in free traffic to your website. Like, why wouldn't a business owner want that and continue that, you know, authority within their space? I just don't understand how that ever gets neglected, but it does. And that's another thing you could easily avoid by having a digital marketing professional right by your side along the way. Obviously in 2023, digital marketing is a little bit different. And now with social media bringing in so much of the traffic, depending on how you use it, things do change a little bit, but honestly, still having a website with content pages on it, SEO, just bolsters those social channels as well. It gives you content you can share to social, and it also gives you content you can put through an email marketing newsletter type of thing. So those are just a few reasons why you would want the website blog with the SEO. And when they're neglected by a small business owner, the first thing I think is I feel bad for them because they don't have time to maintain it. And when I go to their website and I see articles from 4 to 5 years ago that are poorly written and don't even have any real basic SEO, I immediately can see that as an improvement to their overall marketing strategy. So neglecting the basics is kind of a thorn in my side because it is very easy to do. But when you don't have the time, I can understand why it might be neglected or at least overlooked in the short term. And moving on to number three reasons or things that you could avoid by having a digital marketing professional by your side is leaving automation and personalization completely untouched. Now, automation is very scary for some people. But with the different types of technology, marketers now can adjust content and messaging strategies to every single customer's preference. So you're talking directly to one customer, but in reality, through that automation, you're talking to all your customers at once. On the customer's facing side of it, they're seeing a personalized message based on either activity on the website or other things that they've opted in for, and they feel like you're talking directly to them. And that goes with email. That can happen on social media. There's web chat availability that allows you to personalize messages back and forth to the customer in real time. And, you know, there's research online that shows that, you know, 71% of customers in 2023 especially expect to receive personalized messages directly from companies that they deal with every day. So automation tools certainly will help marketers streamline their workflows and reach results more efficiently, which is why I use a lot of them for my clients, is because it also saves me time. But if you don't use them and you're trying to run your small business marketing on your own, there's no time savings at all. You're just, you know, you're running on a treadmill and you're not getting anywhere. So to get the full benefit of options like automation and things like that, you really just want to be able to have someone that understands the automation, the technology behind it, how it looks to the customer, guiding you along the way. And that will just make for an overall better marketing strategy with automation and personalization. So now moving on to the fourth thing you can easily avoid as a small business owner is we all have Facebook pages. We might even have Twitter pages and Instagram pages, for example. But we've also been to those pages on those three platforms that are completely not used any longer, or the last post is 18 months ago, 2 years ago, sometimes 5 years ago now, depending on how old the platform is. So number four is ignoring social proof. And being able to build the trust and authority to your customer base, especially through social media, does require the ability to reliably track everything that's being posted and the people that are contacting you through those platforms or engaging with that content. So ignoring social proof means you put up a post on Facebook, it gets shared 10 times, there's 83 likes and 10 comments, and none of those are replied to by the business. Seemingly, they're just leaving the customers out there to hang, whether they have questions or just feedback or just, hey, how's it going or whatever. Being able to engage with those people and improving on the social proof that's already there allows other customers to see how the business interacts with those customers online. And they're going to put that in their head as a signal as to how you might treat your customers when they show up at your door. So keep that in mind. Social proof is very strong still today. And good social proof ultimately leads to a better brand awareness and better reviews. So with 95% of people today reading customer reviews before they do anything, That's a big part of leading that customer down a great experience and giving you the best review possible, which will obviously, you know, boost your Google business profile. We talked about that in a few episodes ago, how that all works together. So when someone is unfamiliar with your business or your brand online, especially, they might get on Facebook, they might actually do a search and find your page and then read through some of the posts that you made or even some reviews that are happen to be there before they go any further, you know, ignoring what the customers are bringing back to you, good, bad, or indifferent, is just not a good step. And a busy small business owner can easily overlook that because they just don't have time to be on their phones, on their, you know, in real time to answer these questions, or at the end of the day to sit down and go through an hour of comments just to comment back. So a digital marketing professional has that tool in their tool belt and a checklist for you every single day. So those types of things definitely never get overlooked because they are very important, especially when it comes to building a brand and trustworthiness in your space on the internet. Studies online will show that, you know, 45% of consumers between 18 and 34, you know, tried products recommended by micro-influencers today because that's such a big deal. 27% said that they had made purchases directly after seeing a post like that. So just being able to engage with your customers online, show them your services, your products, whatever that might be, is definitely just another click closer to making that person a new customer for your business. Being able to show testimonials, ratings, offering links to review sites like Google Business Profile, and things like that for your local area, all help boost the customer base. And people that are already following your page have taken the initiative to follow your page for a reason. So why not use them as kind of like your brand ambassadors and just kind of, you know, pitch this all to them and get them kind of talking. So when you ignore the social proof, they stop coming, they stop commenting, they stop liking, and eventually your page is just a desert and there's nothing going on there. So a digital marketing professional will not do that. They will not allow that to happen because they're always there and they're working for you. So with the right idea in mind and the right strategy in place, social proof can be a really good booster for any small business in any market. Now, we've gone through four real simple things you could easily avoid with a digital marketing professional. We talked about websites, blogs, SEO, not ignoring that, being able to identify your target audience and on the pain points that they have, and then using automation, personalization, to create messaging that makes the customer feel like they're warm and fuzzy and your only customer, and the fact that you would not ignore social proof because the digital marketing professional would be right there for you. So before I get into the last one, I just want to say thanks again for joining this podcast and subscribing if you have already, because the show is growing and I appreciate all that. So I feel like I'm helping people that work with small business owners or small business owners on their own that are just trying to do something better. So if you do find this helpful and you want to share it with another person or another small business owner, that's awesome. Otherwise, click the link in the description right at the top and maybe leave a review so I can get your feedback. And, you know, thanks for supporting the podcast. And I'm hoping that you're along with me to help me, you know, continue growing and providing really good tips and strategies for small business. So with all that being said, let's get into the last one. The last thing that you will easily avoid, having a digital marketing manager by your side guiding you along the way, is you will not fail to review and improve your digital marketing strategy ever. Digital marketing professional has eyes on all the things we talked about today, including the overall strategy. So when something is kind of falling apart or slowly changing, or the market changes, or maybe sometimes it's seasonal, a digital marketing professional has eyes on that right away. And when you hire them and you pay them monthly and they're there to keep an eye on everything, they're there to provide recommendations and possibly to stop the bleeding before it gets really bad and then update you on what happened. So too many small businesses, you know, make their digital marketing strategies once and they feel like it's, I got one, we're setting it and we're going to forget it. Well, it doesn't work that way. And as I mentioned earlier, if it's seasonal for your business, or it just might be a situation like we are today where inflation is there, consumer confidence is low, depending on what you're selling, you may have seen a drop in sales or revenue or even people in your store or on your website. All those things change your digital marketing strategy. And with a digital marketing professional, that can be changed on a moment's notice. So much can be turned off day to day and right back on again. But if you're just a small business owner trying to do these things on your own, you're easily going to fail to just look past this because you feel like, well, I have the strategy in mind. I'm already paying a company, you know, $400 or $500 a month for the website, for a content page, maybe for some reviews or social interactions and stuff like that. So you think it's all good and you never go back and take a closer look. Myself, I'm data minded. Data is first for me. I can tell a big story on data. And when I am able to tell that story, the tweaks that I make are going to be a lot more efficient and effective at the same time. So I just feel like having a digital marketing professional at your side benefits not only your business, but your customers as well. So I think it just makes sense. And I think that's where I'm going to end today's episode. I really just wanted to kind of emphasize the fact that having someone there in your corner for your small business, always kind of keeping an eye on everything and just making sure that they're there to recommend what's best for your business and for your customers is money well spent. When you look at the five things we just talked about, how they can be avoided or overlooked by a small business owner that's too busy or doesn't really can't hit all five of those things. Doing one or two of those is better than zero, but doing all five is going to benefit your business as a whole. So that is going to be it for me on this episode. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening to the A1 Content Podcast this week. I hope you found the discussion today on digital marketing helpful and interesting for your small business. And if you did, please hit the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on all the latest episodes. And if you have a minute, I'd love it if you could leave me a review. Your feedback will help me improve and provide even better content for you in the future. Stay tuned for more awesome content and insights on all things digital marketing and local SEO related right here on the A1 Content Podcast. Thank you for listening and keep crushing it in your small business. See you next time.